I would like to express my sincere appreciation and thanks to you all for your presence here today. I know that the Cotonou Station is a very busy one, and taking your time off, the ceremony was meant to take place in just in 1 hour, but allow me to say a few words which will take us slightly over 1 hour. This is very important for me as it is my maiden speech to all members of staff of Africa Rise, including our sister organizations. I came here during the Science Week, but it was a different speech. This one is really my maiden speech to you all since my nomination as Director General of Africa Rise by the Council of Ministers of Africa Rise, and also on my special assumption of duties. It is very important. Having said this, it is therefore important and worthy of my person to take this opportunity to express my sincere, heartfelt and sincere thanks to most of you, if not all, whom I am quite convinced were very instrumental in my selection and eventually my nomination to the position of Director General of Africa Rise for the next 5 years. Having expressed my heartfelt and sincere thanks, I would also hasten to go down into the nitty-gritty of things. Like I said, Adama has actually mentioned most of the important points about Africa Rise. But I would like to say that the success of Africa Rise depends not only on the Director General, but on the commitment of all of us. And at this point in time, I would like to express my sincere thanks to Dr. Adama Traoré, the interim Director General since the departure of Dr. Pape Abdoulaye Seck, who in the best of his capacity has managed Africa Rise up to this point. He mentioned that he would not judge himself, it is for us to judge him. But we all know that in the best of his capacity, he has managed Africa Rise. Dr. Traoré has spent 1.5 years here. And this morning we were discussing that, and I said, 1.5 years. Some people consider it as quite a long time. Yes, because the 1.5 years has spanned actually 3 years. So it seems as if it's quite a long time. But there is something interesting to say about interim positions. Just to clear the doubt, and just for us to go out of this room satisfied that he has done quite a good job. I myself have never, ever been in an interim position. But from the echoes that I have heard from those who have been in this position or who have had some experience, it is not an enviable position. Try not to find yourself in an interim position, I can assure you. But Adama decided against all odds to accept this position, and we all know how it happened. It came as a flash of lightning. He took the bull by the Hun and has gotten Africa rise to where it is today. I was also made to understand that in the position of interim, there are indeed limitations. Most times we feel uptight to talk about some of these, but I think it is time to talk about it. And we know that most of the time, it is from these limitations that challenges stem. I don't want to go into the details of that. Somebody mentioned there are always challenges. But when you're limited within the context of an interim position, more challenges come up. From my observations, however, and also from the echoes that I've received, I would say, Adama, that you have lived up to expectations. Thank you very much. Adama has certainly received support from both the Board of Trustees of Africa Rise and the Executive Management Committee, formerly called the EMC, whom during this very trying period, and I would say trying, have been able to keep the fort. I would also like to thank them for their support. The Board of Trustees members are not here, but the EMC members are here. And I would like to thank you publicly for the very vital support that you have provided to Adama. To you all, members of staff, again, during this very trying period of transition, I do admire your courage, your abnegation, and especially your patience. Not all of us have the time, but for you to be here during this interim period with so much limitations and have actually stood by both Adama and the EMC, it is also befitting of me to say thanks to you. You have done well. Now, coming back to the success of Africa Rise, which I had mentioned earlier, you might at this point in time want to ask the legitimate question of how do I, as the incoming DG, imagine what this means? I think that is it. Now we're getting into the subject. A new DG that is in front of the staff, the question is, how is he going to succeed? What has he got up his sleeves? And this is where I would like to take you. This is the direction I would like to take you to. But you will all agree with me that at this point in time, it will be very, very pretentious on my side to give straight answers. I'm not a Zorro, and I don't want to be. What is important to note, and I want to be very transparent here, is that it is definitely not a secret to anybody in this room that there are indeed tough challenges at Africa Rice. Just like any other research for development institution, and we need to overcome these challenges. They are always there, they are going to come. What is important and what we should be focusing on is how to overcome these challenges. If we miss this point, then we're heading for trouble. Under such circumstances, for an incoming DG, it is important and very useful that strategic pointers are provided to staff. I might not be able to give straight answers. I don't want to be pretentious, but I need to say something to you. And that's something that I want to say here is that there is a need for strategic pointers, which will serve as an overall guide to reaching our objective of success. And I would start by hitting directly on the head of the nail by asking one question to which I will also propose an answer. And that question is, what should be our main thrust for moving forward? If we're talking about success. And here I would like to mention something which is very important. Our strategic plan. That strategic plan outlines the main thrust, and that is what should be linking us all together. Even if we have our differences, we should become able to come around on a consensus around that main thrust. It's not new. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. It's not necessary. But it is boosting the rice sector in Africa. I'm coming down because we have spoken about agricultural research and development challenges, but let's come down to what it means for Africa Rice. Boosting the rice sector in Africa. Again, we should not mistakenly consider these as simple words put together, which might eventually not mean anything. I want to challenge you all to consider these words in the sense of a philosophy that should be very dear to the hearts of all employees at Africa Rice. Boosting the rice sector in Africa. We should also not forget the major element that justifies why Africa Rice, even though it has the mandate to address the rice sector in Africa, is still global in its approach. And what is this? Now, this is the growing importance and opportunities of the African rice sector within the context of the global rice market. Now, these are very important words, and they form the basis of what we have been saying here, the family. I would assure you, loudly and clearly, that rice is global. Rice is big business. Rice is the white gold of the future. So, having said that, We at Africa Rice should consider ourselves very fortunate to be in big business already. And here I would like to say and throw out to you some very strong words. We should get rid of the shackles that keep our minds confined to the thinking that Africa Rice is a small CGIAR center. We should now think of Africa Rice as a big CGIAR center. And why? I already said this. Rice is big, it is global, it is big business, and we are in big business. This is, in effect, my overall vision for Africa Rice over the next 5 years. Grow Africa Rice into a big CGIAR center based on the principles of consolidation and sustainability. To realize this vision, however, we definitely do not need small minds. And I repeat it, we do not need small minds. We are obliged to be adventurous and ingenious in the way we roll out our rice science. Suffice it to say that the 10-year strategic trajectory of Africa Rice is evidence-based and therefore very solid and powerful. Thanks to all who contributed in putting it together. It is a powerful tool that we have for rolling out rice science. We also do have another very powerful tool which we call the Center Development Plan. It is there. It's not something that the DG has to invent. But what is the difference here? We must not forget that we do live in an environment that is constantly evolving. So even though we have what we would call a center development plan, we should be ready and be flexible enough to make the necessary adjustments at the right time in order for a strategy to make the difference and work to grow Africa Rice into a big CGIAR center. Specific areas on which I would therefore definitely be keeping a close eye on include the following: rendering partnerships more efficient around rice science and sector development, strengthening capacity for rice science and sector development, improving access of smallholders, smallholder rice producers in particular, to markets, reintegrating rice science in the policy agenda of countries, and last but not least, which is always the eternal battle, of increasing investments in rice science and sector development. Another condition to realize this vision is a solid management environment at Africa Rice. A solid management environment. Now the question is, how far have we gone with this? And my very prudent observation is that we still have a journey to make, except if someone wants to correct me, Marco, Samuel, Dennis, there is still room for improvement. Now, all I'm saying is that we can't afford to sit on our oars. We have to accept that there is room for improvement, and we have to occupy that space. And that space will make the difference. So what does establishing a solid management environment mean? It necessitates the development of what I would refer to as a corporate enterprise mentality. A corporate enterprise mentality. My dear colleagues, this might be the challenging side of realizing the vision. And why? Simply because when we talk about corporate enterprise mentality, we're talking about mental and attitudinal changes. It's not an easy task. But if we want to grow Africa Rice into a big CGIRA center, we don't have the choice. We have to make it work for us to realize the vision. So, what am I expecting? And I will throw it out to you. The corporate enterprise mentality will be built around the following four pillars. The first of these I had mentioned earlier, it is consolidation. In Africa, we are used to people breaking down things and building. Each time there is a change, we break down. We don't analyze whether it's good or bad, we just break it down and we build. We always think that these activities that we're coming up with belongs to us. We personalize it. Now, I want to move away from that. If you look at the way politics goes in all our systems, it's all about me. We should move away from that. It's all about consolidating what exists. And consolidation here will imply consolidating the existing scientific and development activities to respond directly to the weaknesses observed in the rice value chain, with special focus on integrating functional innovation platforms in rice value chain in the rice hubs. And I'm looking at Marco.
I'm writing down.
And striking a better balance between varietal development and dissemination and agronomy. Very, very important. The second of these pillars is efficiency stroke efficacy. And what does this imply? It implies improving the following key systems within Africa Rice: monitoring, evaluation and learning, data and information collection and analysis, knowledge management, information and communication. I notice that the past DGs, the pictures of the past DGs are right there featuring. This is new. That was the first thing I noticed when I came into the campus. Congratulations. And I told Adama, that's part of information and communication. But I gave an example. We could do more. And this is what I'm talking about. We could also put up those pictures here. So there are so many things we can do. Corporate services, and not just corporate services, by combining those two words. And here, I want to refer to quality delivery. And this has special reference to the speech that was made by the representative of the GSS. All what I read through, what he was saying, was that we need quality service delivery. And this has to deal with the corporate services. So, Dennis, it's not about administration and finance. It's about corporate services. And we have to clearly make this distinction. Governance policies. All these are key systems which I will be looking at very closely. But why? Because I strongly believe that this will lead to increased credibility of Africa Rice, the interest of development partners, and our policymakers within the context of what we are hearing and what we had this morning, or dwindling resources within the global context. We want to attract the private sector and their investments, and we also want to be in a situation where Africa Rice's activities will be sustainably funded. Consolidation and sustainability. The third pillar is punctuality. This might be the most confusing one, because we always reduce punctuality to being on time. It is more than that. From my own point of view, it implies anticipating consequences. And I would like to associate words that we are familiar with: proactivity and rapidity. If we want to make the difference, having great consideration for our clients, this is something we hardly think about, but it is very important. This is the relationship that you build with those who are supporting you in what you're doing. And for the staff, inspiring confidence and being polite, this is all about punctuality. Let's not reduce punctuality to being on time. Let's include all of these when we talk about punctuality, which will lead us to improved client relationship and, most important of all, the reputation of Africa Rice Management. And I stress the reputation of Africa Rice Management. The last but not the least of these pillars is excellence. Excellence, hard to define. This implies being very progressive. A progressist attitude, maybe that's French. Very important, we should have that kind of attitude. A sense of responsibility, also a spirit of openness, recognizing diversity, merits, and talents, and ensuring that we have a very stable Africa Rice. Obviously, this will lead to improved work environment. If we are not comfortable in a work environment, we will never achieve success. We will never grow Africa Rice into a big CGIR center. So, during my first mandate, in addition to so many things that have been said, I would like to pay very close attention to the development of a corporate enterprise mentality based on the implementation of these four pillars. And to conclude, I would like to invite you all, as we take upon the different challenges of Africa Rice during this my first mandate, to always have two strong messages on your thoughts. Growing Africa Rice into a big CGIR center and developing a corporate enterprise mentality of staff to achieve greatness. I wouldn't say much more. I think my vision has been captured within the context of these few words. For a start, it might sound very complicated, but I can assure you that we are already on the way. All what we need to do is to occupy that space. That space that exists. And on this, I would like to thank you very much for your attention. And do look forward to your support in realizing this mission. And God bless us all.